Where did all the show bands go? Okay, I'm not really sure I have an answer to that question, but let's meet Glasshouse, a Dublin outfit best known for playing music made famous by others. Only the music they play skews contemporary classical, the odd sortie into Bon Iver and Sufjan Stevens notwithstanding. The ensemble first came together to perform the music of Oliver Arnold's in a live setting and have since also reanimated music from the likes of Johan Johansson and Max Richter. Most recently, they've invited emerging contemporary composers to write new works for them. This weekend, they play Spike Alternative Cello Festival at a new Dublin venue, Lost Lane. Áine Gallagher went to meet Glasshouse's founders to talk new music, new venues, and a new world of cello.
We're approaching music that very often isn't performed by other groups. Music that, for some reason, doesn't quite fit into many barriers. But we find that it's music that people are really interested in hearing, and music that me, Michael, and all of the players in the group really enjoy listening to themselves and haven't had the experience or the opportunity to perform that kind of music before. I'm Nisha Dak, and I am violinist and artistic director of Glasshouse.
I'm Michael Stone, and I'm producer and manager of Glasshouse.
Glasshouse is a new music group that founded in 2015, and we're an ensemble of varying size, varying instruments that likes to put on concerts in novel locations and perform music that often isn't being performed right now.
Nisha approached me a couple of years ago. We've been friends for years, but I had been producing theatre productions for a little while, and Nisha got in touch with an idea for a concert. He wanted to put on Oliver Arnold's second album, And They Escaped the Weight of Darkness, and we wanted to do it somewhere really special, so we did it in the Pepper Canister Church. And when we put it together, we put a name on it, on the ensemble, and called it Glasshouse, and we put on that concert, and it went down really well. It was a good success, and we kind of took it from there then.
Recently, we performed the music of another minimalist composer, Johan Johansson. He had recently deceased. And again, this is another composer we had all been really, really interested by, and his music had a great effect on many of us. So we got in touch with his managing estate and asked if we could reimagine some of his music and do a performance of it, and they agreed. This proved to be a good opportunity for us to get some new music commissioned for the ensemble, for the same ensemble that we would have that night. So we commissioned five Irish composers to write a piece of music that was a response to the work and the life of Johan Johansson in some way or another. So Rachel Lavelle's piece is minimalist and salsa. For the instrumentation was string quintet with a cello and a pre-recorded tape part that she made herself, which is a conversation with a friend of hers called Gerardo. Interestingly enough, she was just getting him to say things via WhatsApp voice messages. She also made a sound design of electronics to go with it as well. I'd say it's minimalist in style. The harmony is quite open fifths, open fourths, quite indicative of minimalist stuff. There's uses of different kind of extended techniques, so you can hear some circular bowing, some harmonics, and yeah, it's a cool piece. We really liked performing it. Loro sono.
Getting back to just the venue side of things, you've had a lot of experience with approaching venues and searching out alternative venues that might be used as performance spaces.
Yeah, I suppose it's always something that we try and seek out at unique venues for each concert. So it's always a little bit of a hunt and a little bit of a mission to try and find something different. there are a lot of challenges with finding unique venues, you know, with booking insurance specifically for the event, hiring gear and PA for the concerts, that just kind of increase the overheads for the concerts when it comes to kind of using, you know, non-traditional concert venues. So there are challenges in that sense. I think, you know, I mean, I've been putting on events in Dublin since I was in university, so it's coming on, you know, 5 or 6 years since I started putting on events. It has gotten more difficult over the past couple of years, I think. Finding venues that haven't been appropriated by the corporate world is a bit of a challenge. Like, a lot of the venues that we would have seen kind of being very open to musical concerts and not as interested in it. It's become more and more of a challenge, I think, and every time we go on the hunt, it does get harder, and it does seem like there's a dwindling stock of alternative venues available for concerts like this. But we're going to keep on looking and keep on trying each time we put one on, you know.
Yeah, so speaking of new venues, actually, we're about to play in Lost Lane, which is part of Bikecello Fest. So our brief was, when we were approached by Mary and Leoba, the two artistic directors and founders of the festival, was to, I suppose, kind of do our thing, but make it very cello focused. So we're lucky because we've happened to play with four different wonderful cellists anyway. For this concert, yeah, we have four cellos in the band, which is great. And we're playing a concert, I suppose, mainly of minimalism. We're playing some music by Johan Johansson, Olaf Arnolds, Max Richter, that we've kind of reimagined into cello heavy ensemble with there'll be a violin, viola and keys and electronics as well. But we've kind of reimagined it slightly so that a lot of the, say, first violin melodies are now in the cello, and the cellos are definitely the shining light of this concert. And then we've also commissioned some new arrangements, which we're super excited about. So we're playing some music by Mika Levy, who is a fantastic film composer, a piece from her score Under the Skin. Also, we're playing some music by Hilda Gudertner, who, again, is an Icelandic minimalist composer. She's quite famous at the moment because she just won a Grammy the other day for The Joker, and she's the first female film composer to be nominated for an Oscar. Should be a really exciting concert, and I can't wait to see four cellos on stage. That's gonna be great.
Glasshouse there talking to Áine Gallagher, and Glasshouse play Bikecello Festival on Sunday night at Lost Lane with support from the cello duo Two Verses. Bikecellofest.com for details of all the weekend's bowing. And Glasshouse play the music of Aphex Twin on Friday the 28th of February at Dublin's Sugar Club.